We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The U.S. Open draw ceremony takes place today as we get closer to the actual action of the U.S. Open. A big deal. People come from all over the country for this event. And Andy Roddick, one of the big stars in that field, he's been a star for quite some time, is promoting the U.S. Open and some other enterprises.
Yeah, the IHG Hotel Group, you know, Holiday Inn, the Kimpton Hotels. And
wow.
Yeah, he's doing well. And I was last night at a big party at the Kimpton Hotel Aventi. Patty, okay. Have you stayed in that place?
Aventi.
Yeah, Aventi in Midtown. So It was a crazy party, and I managed to have a chat to Andy. Now, the big thing with Andy is he's married to Scott's favorite swimsuit model.
Mm-hmm. And you always say that. I don't even know if she's still modeling.
No, she doesn't model anymore. She's a very good actress.
That's what I thought. She's got kids in her. She's having a family.
Yeah,
well, there are models that have kids.
I understand that, but she took off to raise her kids.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then she became, she's on a Netflix show, Gracie and Frankie.
Yep.
And she's doing very well. They live in Austin, and the two kids, 4 years of age and a 18-month-old for Andy Roddick. And he was the last man to win a U.S. Open.
Last U.S.
2003. So
American
man. That's right. Yeah,
you're doing a good setup here.
Yeah,
here we go. Brad and Andy Roddick.
Andy Roddick, how are you, mate?
I'm good. How have you been?
Yeah, you're good. I'm good, mate. It's been a long time. Yeah, like you're a father. You've matured as a man.
Well, I'm a father. The rest of it is up for interpretation, but I am a father. Yes.
Right. So we're here at the Kimpton Hotels. How are you involved in this leading into the U.S. Open?
Yeah, I'm proud to be involved with International Hotel IHG. They're putting on a great event here tonight at the Kimpton Hotel on the grounds of the U.S. Open. There's the IHG experience. It's so great that the U.S. Open has become experiential, partnering with great brands like IHG. You can go out there, you can get spa treatments, cool down, get out of the heat. And luckily enough, they chose me to kind of get the word out and get the message out. And I've been a fan of the brand for a long time. I remember staying at an Intercontinental in 2001 at one of my first Pro Tour events, and I go, "Oh, this is how the pros stay." A little different than the minor leagues that I was just in. And so to be a fan of the brand for a long time and to now be a partner of ISG is really cool for me.
Now, take me back to that moment, 2003. Yeah, you're leading into that tournament. Do you think you had a chance to win the U.S. Open? Well, you always think you got a chance, but how were you?
Yeah, that was probably the only time coming into a slam that I actually felt like the favorite. I'd had a good run. I'd played well in the kind of the lead-up events, and I thought I might have been the man to beat. It turned out that I was right. And listen, you don't get many looks at the basket, right? You got to take them when they're there, and I certainly feel lucky to have to have had that run.
Roger hadn't developed then. Federer hadn't hit puberty then, had he?
Well, he still had a ponytail, but I'm pretty sure he'd won Wimbledon about 5 weeks prior. So yeah, he was on his way.
Now, in terms of winning a U.S. Open, is it more exhausting changing diapers in the middle of the night?
Sleep deprivation is real. It's a form of torture around the world.
Eyes are a bit bloodshot.
That and sun damage. Different parts of life test you in different ways. I'm thankful to have been a tennis player. I love being a father now, and now I get to kind of travel the world and experience things and stay at great IHG properties with our kids and kind of share that life with them. It's great.
So when you're down there changing the diapers at 3 a.m., do you ever go, "Geez, I actually won a U.S. Open"? Do you ever have that moment of, "Wow, I was actually done"?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I follow it with, "And this baby doesn't care."
About
that.
At all. That's it. Yeah. Is there a club for U.S. Open champions? So it's you, Jimmy Connors, of American male champions, McEnroe, Sampras. Do you go smoke cigars or drink a few beers in the next couple of weeks?
I don't know about it. I think we're all kind of busy doing stuff, but... I've certainly taken the opportunity to engage and spend some time with those guys and maybe have an adult beverage. But those guys are my heroes. I grew up watching them at this event, so to be a very, 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 very small part of that fraternity is pretty cool.
Well, in final words, the missus, a top chick, Brooklyn. I knew her in the good old days. She's a great lady. How does she keep inspiring you? There you go. Is that a good question to her?
it's great. She's awesome. You know, she does it all. She has a career going. She is a great mother. She's always present. She puts up with me, even pretends to like me most days. So it's, she's a good one. The U.S. Open was great, but the career highlights her probably.
I can't wait till Andy Roddick takes his children to school drop-offs. That's going to be a beautiful moment.
It happens every day. Every morning, that's it. Good. Yeah.
Well, mate, you've developed into a fine man. Yeah. You know, and you should have won that bloody Wimbledon final in 2009. That was, oh my goodness.
I don't remember.
No, good. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, mate. Bloody wonderful to see
you,
mate.
Thank you.
Yeah, wonderful.
I probably should have asked that at the end, Scott.
Yeah. That was the end.
I probably shouldn't have asked it.
See you later.
See you later. That was hard for him. Yeah. He made the Wimbledon final 3 times and lost every time to Paddy's boyfriend. Yeah.
Yeah, he's
pretty Swiss
cute.
Guy,
that
right?
Swiss guy. What's his name, Paddy?
No, let me think.
Yeah. Roger Federer.
Roger Federer, of course.
You remember him, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.